You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. An actual space laser is cruising 300 miles above your head right now. NASA's ISAT-2 satellite launched in 2018 and packs a LiDAR instrument, the same kind of technology that allows self-driving cars to see in three dimensions by spraying lasers around themselves as they roll down the street and analyzing the light that bounces back. But instead of mapping a road, it's measuring the elevation of Earth's surface with extreme accuracy. Although this space laser means you no harm, it does portend catastrophe. In the journal Nature Communications, scientists describe how they used ISAT-2's new LiDAR data to map the planet's land that's less than 2 meters above sea level, which makes it vulnerable to the creep of sea level rise. Marrying this data with population figures, they calculated that 267 million people currently live in these at-risk areas, and they project that 410 million people will ultimately live in an affected area. Asian countries like Bangladesh and Indonesia are particularly vulnerable, but the United States and Europe will also have no shortage of at-risk populations. Next, researchers at Lake Giles, a small glacial lake in northeast Pennsylvania, were studying the effects of acid rain, but in the process they discovered something else. Though the lake seemed full of life, the water had been changing. It was taking on a brownish hue, and its surface was warming. Most of all, the lake was running low on dissolved oxygen, a key indicator of its health. As they lowered a sensor into the water, the reading presented another abysmal zero. This is a condition researchers call anoxia, and it's a big problem. It can harm cold water fish species and contribute to algae blooms that do even more damage to the lake. That was 15 years ago, and back then, they wondered whether their experience at Lake Giles was an anomaly. Now, they know it's not. Thanks to the help of more than 40 collaborators who collected and analyzed data from a broad array of sources, the researchers published a study earlier this month in Nature, showing the widespread deoxygenation of lakes around the world. And the antitrust case against Facebook is very much alive. You may have heard about how the government's effort to break up Facebook was dealt a death blow by a federal judge on Monday, but according to several antitrust experts, it's not over yet. Yes, Monday was a good day for Facebook, whose market cap briefly cracked $1 trillion on the strength of the news. The company had been facing parallel cases filed in December, one by the Federal Trade Commission, the other by a coalition of 46 states plus Guam and the District of Columbia. On Monday, Judge James E. Boasberg dismissed the state's case in its entirety, primarily because he found that they had waited too long to bring it. That's a big deal. But for weird legal reasons that we won't get into, the timing problem doesn't apply to the federal government, and so the heart of the FTC's legal effort, which seeks to force Facebook to sell off Instagram and WhatsApp, is still very much alive. That means it wasn't thrown out, it was just sent back to the kitchen. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about. big tech,
the coronavirus pandemic,
climate change,
disinformation and election security,
what policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.